Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Doctor Who has certainly come a long way from its 1963 debut to Jodie Whittaker being the first woman ever to undertake the role of the Time Lord. The programme is approaching its 60th anniversary, and a lot has happened to the series within that time frame. It does make us wonder how different the show could be with perhaps different actors playing the leading roles. With that in mind, I'm Sean Ferrick for Who Culture, and here are 10 actors who turned down Doctor Who. 10. Benedict Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch is one of the most versatile actors within today's industry, having performed in many films, television shows, theatre productions and radio programmes, as well as lending his voice for narration. One of his most notable roles was as Sherlock in the television mystery drama of the same name. Benedict had the chance to become the 11th Doctor before Matt Smith was cast in the role. The Sherlock star didn't think he'd be right fit for the role, despite the 10th Doctor David Tennant encouraging him to go for it. But the actor simply wasn't interested in taking on such a role, and had other work that it could clash with the show's timings. Furthermore, Cumberbatch didn't want to be the face of several pieces of merchandise. However, the actor did admit he wouldn't mind appearing in a one-off episode. 9. Boris Karloff. Boris Karloff, the legendary actor to play Frankenstein's creation, was no stranger to being a part of monstrous stories, almost becoming the face of the horror movie genre in the 1930s. During the late 1960s, Karloff was in mind to play the Doctor for a spin-off radio series. He declined as he was unavailable at the time. Peter Cushing stepped in to record a pilot, but the BBC passed on the series. The original recording hasn't been found since. However, a clip of Frankenstein, 1931, appeared in the Doctor Who movie, meaning Boris did eventually feature within the franchise, even if it was brief and not as the Doctor. 8. Peter Cushing. The late Peter Cushing had a laudable career, to say the least. Spanning over several decades, the actor has appeared in more than 100 films, as well as taking on many television, radio, and stage roles. Peter Cushing technically has played the Time Lord before. In the 1960s, he accepted the role of appearing in two Doctor Who movies, Doctor Who and the Daleks, 1965, and Daleks Invasion Earth, 2150 AD, in 1966. The films were remakes of stories from the television series and changed the alien Doctor to an actual human scientist. But in terms of the main television series, Cushing declined the chance for the second Doctor. The actor allegedly had conflicting schedules, but also admitted that even if he didn't have other work lined up, he probably would have still turned down the role. 7. Ron Moody. Ron Moody became a big name in the industry after acting as his role as Fagin in Oliver, 1968. The musical achieved several Oscar nominations at the Academy Awards, one of which included Ron for Best Actor in a Leading Role. Naturally, this led to greater opportunities for the actor, and a chance to play the third Doctor for the increasingly popular television sci-fi series. Moody turned down the part and the role went to Jon Pertwee. He later admitted this was one of his biggest regrets in his career. Decades later, Ron Moody was cast in the Big Finish production audio drama Other Lives, based on the Doctor Who television show. He played the Duke of Wellington. 6. Brian Blessed. Dating all the way back to the 1960s, Brian Blessed was in line to replace the very first Doctor. Although he was enthusiastic for the role, Blessed allegedly wanted to make some drastic changes to the part, which the BBC weren't willing to comply with. One of these ideas included changing the race of the Doctor to make the protagonist Chinese. Brian also had other projects in line which would have clashed with the filming schedule of the programme. Blessed didn't completely leave the series behind, as during the Sixth Doctor's era, he played King Yarkanos in The Trial of a Time Lord. The actor has also admitted he'd still love to play the title role if given the chance. 5. Jeffrey Belden. Alan Webb, Cyril Cusack, and Leslie French were among the potential actors to play the very first Doctor back in 1963, but perhaps the biggest name of all was Jeffrey Belden, famed stage performer and star of the children's series Catweasel. Belden declined the offer because it was a long schedule of 52 weeks and required him to play an old man. Despite not playing the lead role, Belden is not shy of working on many Doctor Who-based projects. He had a guest appearance as Argonon in The Creature from the Pit, alongside Tom Baker as the Fourth Doctor. He also played an alternative First Doctor in two audio plays based on the television series, in the Doctor Who Unbound series, Auld Mortality, 2003, and A Storm of Angels, 2005. 4. Bill Nighy. Bill Nighy has created a huge legacy for himself, as he has become immensely popular for his work in film, theatre and television. From Pirates of the Caribbean to About Time, the actor has starred in an impressive number of critically acclaimed movies. In early 2004, it was reported that Nighy was strongly considered to play the Ninth Doctor in the revival. He declined the chance as he felt the role of the Doctor came with too much baggage. He refused to confirm whether this was prior to Christopher Eccleston landing the gig or not. However, Bill did make a cameo appearance on the TV show during the period of the 11th Doctor. He played Dr. Henry Black in Vincent and the Doctor. Coincidentally, this episode was written by Richard Curtis, a producer who Nighy has worked with on several occasions. 3. Alan Cumming. Scottish actor Alan Cumming, known for his various London stage appearances and the character of Ellie Gold on The Good Wife, had been offered the role of the Doctor twice and has rejected the character both times. Cumming was initially considered for the role in Doctor Who by original series writer Russell T Davies, a man who played a big part in reviving the show in 2005. It was a great opportunity for both the series itself and Alan, who was mostly willing to undertake the part, but as the actor was living in New York at the time, he wasn't willing to relocate to Wales. Later on, Mark Gatiss offered him the role again, but Cumming turned it down for the very same reason, of not wanting to live in Wales for such a long period of time. Alan did eventually agree to a guest appearance on the science fiction show as King James I in Jodie Whittaker's series. 2. Tom Hanks, Jim Carrey, and Harrison Ford. Why are all three of these Hollywood A-list actors lumped together in one entry, you might ask? Because they have all one thing in common. Tom Hanks, Harrison Ford and Jim Carrey were all, at one point, offered to play the 8th Doctor in the 1996 TV movie of Doctor Who. Both Fox and Universal Studios wanted a big name attached to the movie as the leading role, but all three men rejected the role for different reasons. Hanks was a huge fan of the franchise and would have loved to have portrayed the Doctor, but felt as though an American playing the main character wouldn't have done justice to the show's legacy. Meanwhile, Carey turned down the opportunity because he had never actually seen an episode of the main show and believed audiences would have been outraged by a non-fan playing such an iconic character. As for Harrison Ford, he simply didn't want to work in television. And number 1, Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant has become a household name for starring as the charming, slightly awkward lead in almost every Richard Curtis movie, from Four Weddings and a Funeral to Love Actually. When Doctor Who was rebooted in 2005, he was the first choice to play the Ninth Doctor for the classic sci-fi series. He was actually no stranger to the role, as he portrayed the title character for a Red Nose Day special. The actor turned down the role because he believed the revival wouldn't be successful enough, and the role ultimately went to Christopher Eccleston. However, Grant later expressed his deep regret after the show was incredibly successful.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.